Part 1.
Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Number 1.
A.
There is a line waiting to board the bus.
B.
A teen is disembarking from the bus.
C.
A policeman is flagging down the bus.
D.
A young man is beckoning to the bus.
Number 2.
A.
A trailer is being loaded with lots of produce.
B.
The red truck is driving the most rapidly.
C.
A car carrier is carrying many cars simultaneously.
D.
Two cars are passing by the HYS Center.
Number 3.
A.
A manager is modifying the special drink menu.
B.
A clerk is preparing a glass of bubble tea.
C.
A young girl is peering at something behind the till.
D.
A female worker is restocking supplies in the storage area.
Number 4.
A.
A blind person is walking towards the car.
B.
A teenager is strolling away from the traffic lights.
C.
A passerby is crossing the crosswalk.
D.
A truck is under the shade of the tree.
Number 5.
A.
These two workers are standing on the same platform.
B.
Both men are wearing identical uniforms.
C.
The construction workers are working on the same building.
D.
The man on the ground is talking on the walkie-talkie.
Number 6.
A. The road is full of traffic. B. The cab is picking up passengers. C. No passers-by are on the road. D. A car is between the buildings.
Part 2.
Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
Number 7.
Since you're up already, do you mind pouring another mug of coffee for me, please?
A.
Sorry to say, but I just drank the last of it.
B.
The mug is empty. You should grab it.
C.
Upstairs is too far for that.
Number 8.
Are you up to date with what's happening in Russia right now? A.
Not bad. Who was asking?
B.
Not really. International news bores me.
C.
I went to Russia last year.
Number 9.
I'm calling to inform you that your card will expire shortly. Do you want me to have a replacement card mailed to you? A.
Is there any additional fee for that?
B.
No, thanks. The mail is too slow.
C.
Sure, but don't send me the short one again.
Number 10.
Am I losing my mind, or did a giant rabbit just walk past the window out front? A.
The rabbit must be lost from its home.
B.
Christmas is just around the corner, that's why.
C.
That is the Easter parade, silly.
Number 11.
You seem to have all the right qualifications, but we would like to hear why you left your previous job after such a short time. A.
Those are not realistic concerns.
B.
The time was short, but the job was excellent.
C.
I had some issues with the manager.
Number 12.
Please allow me to introduce our daily special. Our chef has prepared smoked ribs, which comes with a choice of soup, salad, or fries on the side. A.
What dressings do you have for the salad?
B.
Your chef doesn't really smoke, does he?
C.
I'll take those three, please.
Number 13.
Just for your information, we have room service until 2 a.m. Just dial 0 on the phone in your room. A.
Good to know. We will definitely be taking advantage of that.
B.
No matter what we do, it will be after 2 a.m.
C.
The phone number actually seems incorrect, right?
Number 14.
My high school scores weren't quite high enough to apply to the university I wanted. A.
I wouldn't worry about that. Your scores will improve.
B.
So what will you do instead?
C.
The application is simple, though.
Number 15.
The weather forecast is calling for heavy rains and gusts of wind. A.
I doubt it. There are always gusts of wind.
B.
When I called, that's not what the weatherman said.
C.
Sounds like our camping trip is a bad idea.
Number 16.
What office supplies are we running out of? I'm making a list. A.
We have a lot of tools, except for the hammers.
B.
I need a new stapler and some tape, please.
C.
Does your list have the office address?
Number 17.
What was your opinion of the presenter? A.
Honestly, it was my first time.
B.
He was a little dull.
C.
I think she saw it for what it was.
Number 18.
If only I can get the job, then all my financial problems will be solved. A.
That's the right attitude to have.
B.
Then make sure to impress them when you go in.
C.
But your financial problems will always be there.
Number 19.
Does this bus go the whole way, or do I need to transfer? A.
I'm not sure. Better ask the driver.
B.
The transfer only lasts part way.
C.
Most buses stop several times on the way.
Number 20.
Can I take these items to the counter for you? A.
No, I'm finished shopping.
B.
Sure, but I'd still like to browse a little longer.
C.
All right, but it's not on sale.
Number 21.
According to Mr. Chen, our meeting is probably going to be cancelled because so many staff members are sick. A.
The staff members always do that, don't they?
B.
I think it was cancelled before.
C.
There must be something going around.
Number 22.
Make sure not to look at your flashcards too much when you're giving the speech. A.
But what if I forget everything?
B.
Those cards are so far away, though.
C.
The screen changes so quickly.
Number 23.
What's the date for the opening of our company's new branch? A.
It was announced yesterday.
B.
I'll be going on the date next week.
C.
They haven't told us yet.
Number 24.
We will need a working visa to attend the meeting in Korea. A.
It's actually okay to work there.
B.
Yes, working will be tough.
C.
We'd better get the forms in then.
Number 25.
You aren't allowed to smile in your passport photos, are you? A.
It's true. You aren't allowed.
B.
I didn't smile that time.
C.
Who's smiling anyways?
Number 26.
It's been over a year since I've touched a cigarette or had a coffee. A.
That's really unfortunate.
B.
If only you could do it too.
C.
Congratulations on that.
Number 27.
I've turned this place upside down, and I still can't find that envelope that I need. A.
Where did you see it last?
B.
No wonder the place is upside down.
C.
Envelopes sometimes go missing.
Number 28.
Neither the slideshow nor the video gave us much information. A.
Likewise.
B.
I felt the same.
C.
Whatever.
Number 29.
What does the flashing light on the fax machine indicate? A.
It means it's low on ink.
B.
It's not the only one.
C.
The flashing stops.
Number 30.
It was truly a pleasure meeting you at the conference last week. A.
The pleasure was all mine.
B.
The conference sure was boring.
C.
It was more pleasurable than before.
Number 31.
Welcome to our new manufacturing site. Please take caution and wear the safety goggles and helmets that are provided free of charge. A.
Are they already produced here?
B.
Where will they be provided?
C.
Are they always manufactured at this site?
Part 3.
Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. Could you fill it up, please?
Certainly. Would you like regular or premium gasoline today, miss?
Always the premium. I want nothing but the best quality going into this thing. I just spent a fortune on it. By the way, do you mind also giving the windows a scrub? They are caked with insects.
Would you like this done by hand, free of charge? Or would you like to purchase a ticket for our automatic washing room for only $3.49 extra?
By hand will be fine. I am in a bit of a rush.
Number 32.
Where is this conversation most likely taking place?
Number 33.
Based on the woman's words, what is the best description for her car?
Number 34.
Why doesn't the woman opt for the $3.49 service?
Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
I think these contact lenses are the wrong prescription. Therefore, point 5. Is it possible to have my eyes rechecked and exchange these ones?
What makes you think the prescription is incorrect?
Everything looks a little warped when I look around, and I feel a little dizzy and off balance. If I look in the distance, the horizon is not flat, it's at an angle. Also, I got a headache after wearing them for a few hours.
Those all sound like the common symptoms of a prescription that is too strong. It is also possible that one of your eyes is different from the other. Please follow me into the back room so we can test your eyes.
If the prescription is indeed wrong, will I have to pay for the new ones? I just bought these here yesterday from one of your co-workers.
Of course not. The exchange would be on us, since it was our error. I apologize for the inconvenience it has caused you.
Number 35.
Where is this conversation taking place?
Number 36.
Which symptom is not mentioned by the man?
Number 37.
If the prescription is wrong, what will be the cost of the replacement lenses?
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Nancy. I'm really sorry to do this, but I won't be able to make it in today. I've woken up with a terrible fever.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Michael. I guess we'll have to cancel the meeting that was scheduled for this afternoon.
I was hoping that would be possible. I'm simply not in the right condition to present the budget plan for the new fiscal year.
Could I tentatively reschedule it for tomorrow? Do you think you will be better by then? It is rather important that we get this information out to the employees before the end of the week.
Sure. Go ahead and alert the staff members that it will take place tomorrow. I will visit a medical center today and try to be well rested so that I can recover as quickly as possible.
Number 38.
Why did the man call in sick today?
Number 39.
Will the man be able to attend the meeting tomorrow?
Number 40.
Why does the woman insist they have it tomorrow?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I'm having trouble logging onto the internet. It appears that my connection is down. Can you please give me a hand with that?
Sure. Before we do anything, I'd like you to close your internet browser.
Okay. What next?
Now, open up System Preferences, select Options, and then double-click on Internet Connectivity. Then tell me what it says.
It says, Internet connectivity is temporarily disabled. Please contact your service provider.
Got it. It's just what I expected. A number of users in your area are currently experiencing the same issue at the moment. It appears that there is some sort of interference that our experts are solving as we speak. I've just received notice that they expect to get it up and running in no less than 10 minutes. Could you please try logging on again after that amount of time? And if it's still not working, call us back.
Sure. Thanks for your assistance.
Number 41.
Why did the woman place the phone call?
Number 42.
In what situation does the man say she should call them again?
Number 43.
What was the first thing the man asked the woman to do?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
This one's way better than the last few we've looked at. Wouldn't you agree?
It definitely looks nicer all around. I like that the master bedroom has a private balcony and its own bathroom. However, it's quite out of the way for both of us to get to work. The last place was way more central.
I don't mind driving an extra 15 minutes every day if it means I can live in a place like this. And look at the size of that backyard. We could do barbecues or even put in some swings for the kids.
Well, it seems you've already made up your mind, but I think we should check out at least a few more before we get ahead of ourselves. This is one of the most important decisions of our lives.
I suppose you're right. I want to have a peek at the basement as well before we move on. I want to see if it comes with a washing machine and dryer or not.
The agent already mentioned they are down there, but let's go have a look anyways.
Watch your head. The ceiling in this staircase is pretty low.
Number 44.
What exactly are the man and woman doing today?
Number 45.
What is stopping the man from going with this one?
Number 46.
Which feature is not mentioned as a positive one for this place?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Dr. Simmons, some of the customers have been complaining about the long waiting times recently.
I agree. We are always more and more behind schedule as the day progresses.
Do you think that perhaps we should post a notice informing patients to expect delays?
Yes, I think that would be helpful. Could I also suggest that we provide some forms of entertainment to help waiting customers pass the time?
What a great idea. Like perhaps some magazines.
Sure. If we could install a television as well, I feel the patients would especially appreciate that.
Yes, some of them are nervous for their appointments, so I think it would help to alleviate some stress.
I don't see why not.
Oh, and one final idea. A lot of parents come in with children who tend to get a little impatient. A few building blocks or children's books could make a really big difference.
All right, Laura. Could I put you in charge of arranging these items? If you could do some online investigation and order a few items, that would be much appreciated. Go ahead and bill it to the office account.
Sure thing, Doctor.
Number 47.
What is the job title of the two women?
Number 48.
Which of these recommended items is not proposed by either woman for the waiting area?
Number 49.
Why might some patients be nervous?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
This year, we will be offering a new bilingual program for the students. Do you have any interest in enrolling little Fred?
We would certainly consider it. What exactly is the ratio of Spanish to English classes?
Basically, all of the core classes would be conducted entirely in Spanish. That includes math, science, gym, and, of course, the Spanish class. The only class that would be in English is English itself. We figure that the children are already surrounded by English at home and in their daily lives. So the point is to fully immerse them in a second language.
It sounds like a great program, but I'm a little concerned that Fred won't develop a proper understanding of his native language.
I assure you that studies have been conducted on students that have completed the bilingual program from kindergarten through grade 12, and their English scores prove to be on par with those in the regular English program. Also, Fred is a perfect candidate, since he has shown above-average comprehension in all of his first-grade classes.
Well, maybe we will give it a shot, but I'd like to talk it over with my husband first before I give you a definite answer.
Number 50.
Why does the teacher believe that the Spanish immersion program would be good for Fred?
Number 51.
Which of the following is true about students that have taken Spanish immersion from elementary to high school?
Number 52.
What is the mother's main concern initially?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Jim, you know there's a dress code for the banquet this evening, right?
Of course I do. Don't worry. I have a change of clothes in the back room of the office. Do you really think I'd show up in this casual attire?
That's precisely what you did last time. Didn't you feel out of place?
To be honest, I couldn't have cared less. But I did hear about it from the boss afterwards. Hey, do you know if we're allowed to invite a guest? I'd like to bring this new girl I'm seeing.
Well, according to the official invitation, they said dates are allowed, but that you have to notify them in advance.
These company banquets always have a low turnout. Don't you remember how many seats were free last time? I think I'm going to just show up and see what happens. I can't imagine they would deny my guest entrance.
You really like to take chances with embarrassing yourself, don't you?
Number 53.
How did the man feel when he showed up in casual clothing at the last company banquet?
Number 54.
Why is he so sure that his date will get in?
Number 55.
How is Jim going to dress tonight?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Cindy, I want to congratulate you and your team on successfully meeting all sales targets in the last quarter. Not only did you guys meet them, but you exceeded them by over 30%. We only have one question, though. I'm dying to know. What strategy did you use to push your team?
Well, I hate to give away my secrets, but since you insist, I'll let you in on it. I went with the oldest trick in the book. I made an internal competition of it and allotted prizes to the top three sellers on the team. A little incentive never hurts.
So what were the incentives exactly?
What do most salespeople enjoy the most after a long day's work? A round of drinks, of course.
That's brilliant.
Better yet, the agreement was that those with the lowest figures had to buy all the rounds.
Number 56.
What was the woman's secret incentive?
Number 57.
What were the results of her strategy?
Number 58.
What does the woman mean by the expression, the oldest trick in the book?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, is this the Sam Evans who filed the official complaint to the City of Edmonton Waste Management Department on November 12th of this year?
Indeed, that's who you're speaking with.
We are calling to notify you that your complaint has been taken seriously. We understand that the weekly trash disposal teams have not been adequately clearing the waste from the large dumpster located in the rear parking lot of your business. Is this correct?
Precisely.
Has the situation improved since you've made the complaint?
Actually, no, it has not. Furthermore, I would like to add to it, not only are the garbage men failing to remove all the contents of the dumpster, but also recently I've noticed that they like to take smoke breaks in my company's parking area. In fact, some of my customers use the rear entrance to our building, so this can be bothersome to them.
Okay, I have taken note of everything that you just told me. I'm going to forward this information directly to the manager of the disposal units. If the problem still persists next week, I'd like you to call me immediately.
Number 59.
What new complaint does the man make during this phone call?
Number 60.
What is the woman going to do after this phone call?
Number 61.
What was the effect of the man's original complaint on November the 12th?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Enrich Supplies, how may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to place an order.
Your account number, please.
MM444861.
Delta Express?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I need 16 washroom signs, 8 men's and 8 women's. Item number 442 in your catalogue. I also need 6 handicapped signs, item 612. And last, I need 12 custom signs, item 102.
What would you like printed on those?
They are all employee names, but I'd like to make sure the spelling is correct on all of them. Could I email them to you?
Sure, that would be fine.
Number 62.
What kind of product is being ordered?
Number 63.
Look at the graphic. Which item on this table was not ordered by the man?
Number 64.
Why does the man want to email the woman?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Is that everything for you today, sir?
Yes.
That comes to $47.15.
I'd like to use this $50 store credit I have.
I'm sorry, but you can't use the store credit for alcohol. It can only be redeemed for food or general grocery items.
But I have some food items here. If I use it for those, could I get the remaining credit in cash?
Sorry, but we don't offer cash back on store credit, and I won't be able to issue a new credit either. Your food items only come to about $12. So you would lose the other $38. I suggest you pick up some more items today if you want to use all $50 of your credit.
Sure. Could I leave these things here while I go grab a few more items?
Certainly.
Number 65.
What is the woman's role?
Number 66.
Look at the graphic. Where is this information printed?
Number 67.
What will be the total of the man's order after he grabs a few more items?
Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Remington Hotel. 5 minutes by car from Manila Ninoy Aquino International Airport, Terminal 3. How can I help you?
Hi, could you please put me through to Mr. Lester Green in room 312?
One moment, please. I'm sorry, madam, but the line appears to be busy.
Could I leave a message then?
I'm afraid we don't offer a message-taking service. Could you try back again in 15 minutes?
Actually, this is a bit of an emergency.
I see. Could you stay on the line? I'll send someone up to knock on his door.
Much appreciated.
Number 68.
According to the man who answers the phone, what is this hotel known for?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. On which floor of the hotel is Mr. Lester Green staying?
Number 70.
How did the man help the woman contact Mr. Lester Green?
Part 4.
Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following short talk.
Following a series of complaints, we have recently been shadowing some of your phone calls, and we have determined that we need to discuss your telemarketing approach. Some customers have complained that you seem to move away from the questions posed by the survey and stray into the realm of personal conversation. While we do encourage some small talk when initiating the phone call, our training was pretty clear in indicating that once the receiver of the call has agreed to participate in the survey, the dialogue should be strictly down to business. When we listened in on a bunch of your calls, which, as you are aware of, is periodically done for all of our telemarketers, we took note that you inquired about the participants' marital status and age, both topics that were not included anywhere on the survey. While some of the participants reacted positively to the questions you posed, others were indeed offended and went out of their way to phone in and file a complaint. In the future, we would insist that beyond the light small talk when attempting to convince people to take the survey, you do not bridge the personal boundary in your discussion.
Number 71.
How is the speaker going to deal with the complaints?
Number 72.
What did the telemarketer ask about that was inappropriate?
Number 73.
How should the telemarketer begin every phone call?
Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following short talk.
I'd like you all to welcome Ben Yokota to our small merchandising team. Ben will be replacing Tiffany as the product specialist for the duration of her maternity leave, which should last approximately 1 year. You may have already met Ben last week while Tiffany was mentoring him and showing him the ropes round here. If not, please take a moment to introduce yourself to him at some point today since, as you're all aware, we work together closely as a team at Lantec Merchandising. Ben is no stranger to the industry either. He carries with him over a decade of experience in product analysis, so he merely needs to familiarize himself with the ins and outs of our particular items. If you feel that you have any useful tips or information that you can impart on him regarding our line of digital products, please feel free to do so. And now, if you can all spare a few more seconds, Ben would like to give you all a brief self-introduction and let you know what his strong points are in this line of work.
Number 74.
Which of the following is true about the Lantech merchandising team?
Number 75.
What will Ben do once his speaker finishes her announcement?
Number 76.
How would you describe Ben's new position?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following short talk.
Thank you for purchasing the Nortech PictureFix 11.2 photo editing software package, and welcome to the User's Guide. The first step to properly installing the software is to double-click on the Install PictureFix icon located in the Finder window of the provided disk. A window should pop up asking you to register the software. It is imperative that you do this before proceeding to ensure that your purchase is associated with your name and so that you can obtain a user's code, which is necessary for any assistance by phone or online in the case of troubleshooting. Once you click on Yes, I want to register, you will be directed to the Nortech website. There, you will be asked to enter your product PIN number, which is located on the box, and to create a 6-to-8-digit user password. Please follow all further directions given on the website. Once your registration is complete, your user code will be sent to the email that you have provided. Returning to the original window, enter this code into the blank space and press Register User Code. If the code is not recognized, please contact one of our live help agents in the customer support section of nortech.com.
Number 77.
Why do you need to register this software?
Number 78.
What information will you need handy when registering on the website?
Number 79.
In which case is it indicated you should get live support?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following short talk.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the Automated Traffic Conditions Report for the City of Calgary. Our reports are brought to you exclusively on 88.5 FM and are updated every hour on the hour, based on our video and helicopter traffic monitoring personnel. Today, August the 10th, at 5 p.m., there are traffic blockages on 34th West Avenue from 89th Street all the way to Anthony Hendry Drive. There appears to be a three-car collision on the North Saskatchewan Bridge that is affecting the flow of traffic in both directions. Drivers are advised to use the 21st Avenue Bridge as an alternative route and to avoid 24th West Avenue altogether. Traffic in and out of downtown Calgary is normal for this time of the early evening, as in slow but steady. Construction on the Yellowhead Highway heading north out of the city limits, mostly around the Suncorp plant, is also slowing down passage time. However, with limited other route options for residents of northern suburbs, drivers are asked to proceed with caution and obey any signs or warnings given by the road maintenance crew.
Number 80.
What is causing delays at the moment on 34th West Avenue?
Number 81.
Which of the following is not true about this report?
Number 82.
What should you do if you live in a small town north of the city?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following short talk.
Good morning, students, professors, and visitors to the University of Lethbridge. This is the Dean of Arts and Humanities. I would like to apologize for this brief interruption of your studies to bring you a few important announcements. First and foremost, I would like to welcome any freshman students and offer my sincerest thanks for choosing this academic institution to prepare for your careers. For returning students, I would like to welcome you back and to wish you the best progress in your educational pursuits. Secondly, I'd like to call attention to the opening of our university campus's brand new Rutherford Library, which is located northwest of the Students' Union Building, just adjacent to the Natural Sciences Building. The library is a masterpiece in design and will be housing our university's largest collection of printed materials to date. Interlibrary transfers will allow students to request books from any of the other libraries. Last but not least, I want to point out that a handful of new scholarships have been added to the already plentiful list up for grabs at the University of Lethbridge. Updated pamphlets listing all the scholarships and their specific requirements are available from the blue bins located in high traffic areas throughout the campus.
Number 83.
Why does the dean begin her announcement by apologizing?
Number 84.
What new building has just opened on campus?
Number 85.
Where are the blue bins located?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following short talk.
Gone are the days of driving to the corner video shop to browse through movies, only to find out that the one you were looking for is not available. Now, with Pay-Per-Watch, you can do this from the comfort of your home. Simply log on to our site, www.paperwatch.ca, and browse movie titles by genre, starring actors, producers, or top watched. Users are even able to create lists of favorites and then browse recommended movies based on what those with similar preferences are watching. Order movies with the simple click of a button, and the DVD will be in your mailbox within 4 hours, or your rental is free. When you are finished watching flicks, toss them back into your local mailbox in the prepaid envelope that is provided, no postage necessary. Last but not least, we give a full guarantee that every film listed on our site shall be available at any time, 24 hours a day, with no exceptions. Please note, these regulations apply for any addresses within 5 kilometers of a pay-per-watch outlet. Those outside of the range will be subject to a delivery fee. For more information, please visit our website today and utilize the Store Finder function.
Number 86.
Which of the following guarantees is not made?
Number 87.
How can you find out if your house is near a pay-per-watch outlet?
Number 88.
Look at the graphic. How was this list compiled by pay-per-watch?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following short talk.
Dear SunDisk employees,
This is a notification regarding the new job opening for the position of regional supervisor. The suitable candidate must be prepared to handle a high-volume workload that will require extensive travel, strong focus, and attention to detail, and a willingness to identify problematic obstacles and overcome them in any way possible. As regional manager, the qualified individual would be in charge of overseeing citywide distribution and would report directly to the VP of Sales and Marketing. This is a salary position that comes with full benefits, including dental, medical, and 2 weeks of paid holidays per quarter. Applications should be made directly to the VP of Sales and Marketing, whose office is number 301 in the East Wing. A full CV, cover letter explaining your intended supervising strategy, and 3 professional references are expected. Additionally, any shortlisted candidates will be subjected to an intensive interview in which they will be expected to give a minimum 30-minute presentation highlighting their experience, skills, and ideas. Best of luck to all of those interested.
Number 89.
Who should candidates apply to?
Number 90.
Look at the graphic. Which attachment is not necessary in this person's application dossier?
Number 91.
Which of the following might be considered a challenge of the position?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following short talk.
If re-elected as mayor of Somersville, then I promise to act according to the wishes of the majority of the population. Based on the input that you, the citizens that I represent, have expressed to me tonight, I can clearly see that there are some serious changes that need to be made in your neighborhood. Crime levels are unacceptably high, and acts of public vandalism continue to be out of control. In my previous term, which is soon coming to an end, I have lived up to my promise of improving local education standards. According to the most recent statewide examinations, our junior and senior high students have indeed demonstrated a rise in test scores, and I believe that this is directly related to the additional funding that my administration team has contributed to the educational institutions of this state. It is my belief that with improved education, crime levels will go down as a direct result, but this just takes time. Please ignore the allegations of the other parties that I have reduced funding to the police department. Re-elect me, and I guarantee that the temporary rise in crime recently will in fact go down.
Number 92.
Who is the person that is speaking?
Number 93.
What community service did some people say that he has given less money to?
Number 94.
What positive change does he claim that he made in the last term?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following short talk.
This is Janet Fielding reporting for the Channel 7 News. Hot off the press is the public announcement made only 15 minutes ago that Queen Elizabeth will be doing a tour of a handful of the Commonwealth nations. She discussed her plans in detail
to a select group of local and international journalists. Apparently, she's been planning this for some time now. She will begin her tour in Sydney, Australia, where she will make a public appearance at the Sydney Opera House. Next, she will call in to Auckland, New Zealand, before heading to the Western Hemisphere. Specific cities for the North American portion of her visit have yet to be confirmed, but rumors are flying that New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Toronto, Calgary, and Vancouver are all likely stopovers. All in all, her journey is expected to last 6 weeks, and she will have a team of bodyguards escorting her at all times. We are now going live to see what the people are saying on site at the Buckingham Palace.
Number 95.
When did the Queen first publicize that she will do a tour of the Commonwealth?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. What is the status of the second stomp?
Number 97.
How long will the Queen be on the road?
Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following short talk.
Attention, everybody! As you all know, we are gathered here today to celebrate the birth of my daughter Cindy and her husband Ted's first child. The fact that I am now officially a grandmother definitely hasn't sunk in yet. I would like to extend my deepest congratulations and wish them the best of luck with their new family. I would also like to take the opportunity to cordially invite each and every one of you to another celebration, which I hope none of you have forgotten about. Next Monday is the 50th birthday of yours truly. 2 milestones in 1 year. I'll be celebrating in my favourite manner with an afternoon picnic at Bolden Park. We will meet in the same place we always do, at the barbecue section just next to the kiddie pools. As per usual, each family is expected to bring whatever foods and snacks they desire to be shared with everyone. I hope to see you all there. Now that I got that out there, let's turn our attention back to the lovely young couple.
Number 98.
Who is the speaker?
Number 99.
What are the 2 milestones that have happened this year?
Number 100.
What event is taking place at the moment?